Indians hosting the Twins Saturday afternoon in Cleveland. Jose Berrios making his season debut for Minnesota. He was lights out except for one blemish, and it came in the bottom of the third.
And the 1-1 gets away from Castro. Santana heading home, and he will score. 1-0 Cleveland. Pitch was inside. Castro off the top of his glove, and a ton of foul territory behind the plate. And Santana scores easily, 1-0 drive.
And a 1-1 pitch, and now he bunts it, and it's a good one. It's going to be fielded by Clevinger, comes up throwing. He throws it out in the right field. And one run's going to score. Sano over to third base, so it'll be a bunt base hit. Lead creeping off second. Clevinger's 2-2. Little flare over the head of the shortstop. Maurer's going to be waved around. Brantley's going to come up throwing, and it's going to two-hop in, not in time. Maurer safe with the third run here in the top of the fourth inning. And a two-out base hit by Polanco, and now 3-1 Minnesota. Miguel Sano in the top half of the first inning. Cleveland only had three hits. There's a line drive down a right field line. If it's fair, it's trouble, and that ball's gone. Kepler with a line drive home run down the right field line, and the Twins add on, now lead 4-1. That was a line drive, just wasn't sure if it was going to stay fair. So Kepler, his third of the year. I think we got a delay of action here. We've got a fan on the field running across the infield right now. And it's not just any fan, it's a squirrel.
That'd be Berrios' last inning. Can he end it with a strikeout? 1-2 on Ramirez, and the pitch, a fly ball, center field, Buxton back, Byron Withrum near the warning track, he'll squeeze it, and Berrios is through seven in his 2017 debut. He has set down 13 straight Cleveland hitters. 0-2 the count in the eighth. And the pitch, he got him, strike three. On a fastball up at 94. Two down, fourth strikeout for Berrios.
So Berrios, a very strong season debut for the Twins, pitching into the eighth, allowing just two hits as Minnesota improves to a big league best 11-4 on the road with a 4-1 win over the Tribe. Paul Molitor's club continues to find ways to grind out games on the road. Here's the skipper talking to reporters after the game.
You got to be excited about the performance that we received from him. The kid's gotten a lot of attention, one about his potential and two, the difficulty he's had making the transition up here. So for him to come up and, just kind of blend right in, give us the outing that he did, couldn't help but notice just the fact that, the strikes he was throwing, working ahead, the ratio was good the whole game, strikes and balls, and he attacked. And thought he used his off-speed pitches efficiently, although he threw a lot of fastballs. He had a good fastball today. And, he limited the damage, and we were able to, capitalize the few opportunities that we had to score enough runs to win.
He had a couple moments where he had to, come back after that third and then the squirrel delay, which I'm sure is a first. But what does it say about him that he was able to respond in both those scenarios?
Well, I think that, you're watching maybe a little more closely than a normal start for someone else just to see how he responds in those situations, whether it's, give up a hit or a walk or, any kind of thing that might get him out of his rhythm, including long half innings on our side and the squirrel delay, which I still can't figure out why they, I don't know how long they were going to let that thing roam around out there before someone tried to do something, but all of them were met with a positive reaction by him. And Rogers one pitch and, Kinsler coming in the third day in a row was impressive too.
Offensively speaking, the patience at the plate in the fourth inning seemed to be key today.
Well, Robbie, did what he does. He had a really good at bat to get it started with a walk and, Miggy showing patience again. We had some good base running, balls in the dirt and things like that. And, Joe laid down the bunt, which it just forces them to execute a play, and you've got it in a really good spot. And, it's in some ways the biggest play of the game is a well-placed bunt. That kind of changed the momentum and enabled us to get us a couple runs. You know, Polanco's at bat, dumping that changeup out there to left field was a big insurance run, and then Kepat in the fourth. So it wasn't a lot of offense, but we took advantage when we could.
The way Barrios pitched the fifth, sixth, and seventh, did it make it easy to send him out for the eighth?
You're wrestling with that because of the fact that, you know, such a positive outing, you're a little careful about something that might happen that ends it on a maybe not so positive note. But I had confidence in the that he was cruising at that point of the game. His pitches were within reason, and the fact that, you know, our late inning guys have been pitching a lot. So a lot of combination of factors, you know, allowed me to put him back out there in the eighth.
How impressive was it to see Kinsler go out there for the third straight?
You know, he's always been a guy that, you know, can come back quickly and throw consecutive days. You're always a little more careful, I think, more in today's game than maybe 20 years ago or whatever. But, he went out this morning and did his routine and said he felt fine for an inning. And, he made good pitches. I don't think he'll pitch tomorrow. But,
How big was it for Jose to come right back and get Brantley after the wild pitch and the walk?
Yeah, I'm not sure where we were set up on that. Buck almost makes the play and kept it in the park at least, which was good. And, the fastball obviously sailed in. I'm not sure how much we missed it by. But, that's one of the moments that we talked about earlier where you see how it responds to something that goes a little bit adverse.
Why do you think that Rally Squirrel was just impressed with Barrios and wanted to get a closer look?
You're stretching now, LaBelle. I mean, even for you.
He's trying out his leads.
Yeah.
Was there anything in Jose's demeanor since he got here that gave you a little better confidence that he was different this time, more mature?
You know, he always, as long as I've been around him, has carried himself that way. Maybe at times it's been more external than internal. His message was simple. You know, go out and have some fun doing what you can do in this game. And so I'm sure, you know, he knows that he's had to fight to get back up here, and a little bit of a light being shown upon him today. But you know, the response was very affirming in that you know, he gave us the outing that he did.
Jose Barrios pitched into the eighth in his season debut for Minnesota. He then talked to reporters after the win.
Well, Jose, welcome back. That was quite the impressive debut. How are you feeling now after that one?
You know, I feel excited right now. You know, I'm happy. We all got in there. You know, they give me a little confidence for today. And, you know, I do my good work. So I attack the hitter, use my fastball command, and I do well today.
It seemed like you got more comfortable and more confident as the game went on, especially after that third inning. What allowed you to get in such a good rhythm?
Yeah, you know, they scored me wrong, one run in third inning, but I forgot that and keep competing, do my work. You know, I feel really confident today, so I work with that, with me and Jason. So we got a good plan and we did it.
How different does this one feel than some of your outings last time up here with the Twins?
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, give me a more confidence, you know. The confidence keep getting up. Last year I got, you know, good trouble, but I forgot that. That's a new year, new page, so I can do it in my team and help the team to doing thing positive.
Is that the first time you've ever had a game delayed with a squirrel?
Yeah, my first time, so I'm excited about that. You know, I'm happy. I never see that before.
Well, you had a great response after. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
The Twins go for the sweep Sunday. Hector Santiago on the mound for Minnesota against Trevor Bauer for Cleveland.